Okay, where were we? Oh, yes. Our enemies had schemed and sneaked their way into ranch headquarters and had not only filled our dog bowl with toxic oyster shells, but they had also managed to knock us out with vast quantities of invisible sleeping powder. Pretty scary, huh? You bet it was, but I can tell you that in the security business, we face this kind of challenge every day. Monsters, spies, secret potions, and the other factors in our constant war of espionage. Phooey. I hate words that can't be spelled. Who makes them up? If you can't spell it, who wants to use it? Not me. If they want to use big words, they ought to... Never mind. There is no such word as espionage. Drover and I had come within a whiskey of catching a red-handed spy on our ranch. Catching a spy red-handed, shall we say. But at the very last second, he or she had sprayed us with a deadly cloud of invisible sleeping mist, causing us to, lose consciousness. Wait, it was powder, sleeping powder. And it knocked us out, both of us, right there in daily broadlight. I can't be sure how long we remained in this state of stupefaction. Perhaps hours, perhaps days or weeks. But at last I heard a sound that pulled me back from the edge of the brink. With tremendous effort, I managed to jack open one eyelid and peer out from behind the veil of great darkness. I saw... Well, dirt. My face, and therefore my eye, was facing the ground. Don't you see? So it was natural that I saw dirt. I studied the alleged dirt for a moment. Was this yet another trick? Had our enemies hauled in a load of dirt just so I could... No, surely not. And at that point, I punched in the turn eyeball commands and moved the camera of my mind toward the sound of the clinking. What I saw gave me a terrible shock. You'll be shocked too, so hang on. There, standing in front of me, was an enemy spy in a chicken suit. No kidding. This enemy agent had put on a very elaborate chicken disguise, and most of your ordinary dogs would have fallen for it and thought he was a chicken. I mean, it was a very convincing disguise. Feathers, chicken toes, beak, strange red eyes, the whole nine yards of phony chicken disguises. At that point, I knew we had a problem, and I went to the extreme measure of activating eyeball number two. The outer doors slid open. I turned the sharp focus knob and found myself face to face with the chicken spy. Right away, I went into low growls. Okay, buddy, come out with my hands up. You've got this place surrounded. He stared at me.
Well, I wondered if you was gonna wake up or sleep your whole life away.
Get away from our dog bowl, Featherbed, and be quick about it. Oh, and by the way, you're not fooling anyone with that phony chicken suit. We've had you on radar for the past hour, and we know exactly who you are. I looked deeply into his eyes and waited to hear his confession. Much to my surprise, he didn't make a confession. Instead, he came back with a smart-mouth remark.
You do, huh?
He stuck his beak in my face.
Well, I know who I am, too, and I didn't need radar to figure it out.
He pecked the bowl.
Pretty good oyster shells. I'll have to tell Elsa to come over here and try 'em. Say, when did you mutts start eating gravel?
We don't eat gravel. Dogs don't eat rocks.
You don't, huh? I could have sworn I saw you eating out of this bowl about 15 minutes ago.
It was a mistake. It was a trick. I thought it was dog food.
You did, huh?
He leaned his head down closer to my face.
You know, Pooch, if you can't tell the difference between a bowl of rocks and a bowl of dog food, you got problems. See, rocks taste like rocks.
I pushed myself up to a standing position and towered over the silly thing. I recognized him now. J.T. Cluck, the head rooster on our outfit. Was he working undercover for our enemies? We didn't know at this point, but we couldn't afford to take any chances.